Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Today's podcast is all about a beginner's guide to local SEO for gym and studio owners. James, I'm going to come to you first. Can you explain or define what exactly is SEO content? And is it different to just content?
Yes and no. You can write content for anything to solve a problem or solution or to entertain anybody. But SEO content has a specific purpose to be found in the search engines so you can get found and be recognized and it can drive more business to you. So there is a difference. For those who don't know what it is, SEO stands for search engine optimization. And it's the way the search engines, Google, Bing, all the other ones that make no sense at all whatsoever, you know, focus on Google and Bing, they help the people find your business in the first place. So that's essentially what SEO is, essentially.
Cool. And what? So we'll go back. We've said this stat many a time, but we need to keep reiterating it. What's the stat for getting or not getting found on Google?
In the last 30 days, 97% of all web pages were not found on Google.
There you go. So it's rather important to have some SEO-based content, I think, if you want to get found and you want to generate leads. Andrew, I'm going to come to you next. How then do we go about writing SEO content? What are the key things to consider?
For me, and this is what we do with the clients within Strength Matters, is that we look at building out a marketing calendar initially. And then each month I've found, well, for me, it helps if I have a central theme each month. That gives me focus and direction on what I'm going to be creating content on. And then breaking that theme down into weekly topics, and those topics are then based on keywords that people have been searching for around that overarching theme. Then we can get those topics from questions we get asked from our client base in the studio, on social media, on forums like Reddit, Quora, Answer the Public as well is a great option where we can find what questions are being asked. But choosing a topic is the first step for sure.
So just so people know, so this is the beginner's guide to SEO. So SEO is about making sure your business and your website gets found number one on Google when people search for it, but also in terms of the local map pack. So the local map pack is the three bits at the top where Google says and recommends businesses they think are near you, you should go and visit. So that is the key to this now. It's all about getting you found. However, when we talk about content creation, we can optimize your business to be found in the local area and start working on that side of things. But people don't find your business usually by searching your business name. They're looking for problems to their solutions. So when we're talking about Andrew's talking about finding content and topics, we've got to find and deliver answers to people locally that they're searching for. For example, they could be looking for the best gym in Cardiff. Yeah, the questions they're asking, topics, who are the best personal trainers in Cardiff? How much does a personal trainer in Cardiff cost? So we've got to find ways to answer these questions. So when they're searching for them, you become top of mind. So that's the most important thing, is like creating content locally that people can search for that answer the questions they have. And that's where you got to think about when we're creating local SEO content and the ultimate guide almost to local SEO for gyms. It's not just about doing your website and the maps. It's creating the content for local people to answer their questions too. And this is where we talk about content and finding relevant information.
Is it a local shop for local people? Not everyone
exactly.
Will get that comment
exactly.
In there, but there we go. Congratulations if you got that reference. James, you are Web Boy. I've almost given you a superhero title.
Thank
there.
You. Web Boy.
Web Boy. How then do we optimize that? Because it does need to be optimized, right, for users.
Yeah, we do. So as Andrew was talking about finding content, finding topics, we've then got to find what relevant word are people searching for. So, for example, if you're a gym owner, right, or a studio owner, people will be looking for a gym near me, or personal trainer near me, or personal training studio near me. So therefore, those become what we call keywords. So we're going to make sure that these keywords appear across your website and your content. So let's go back to the gym model first. So if people in Cardiff are looking for a gym and they've never been here before and they want to learn more things and they haven't got any recommendations, guess what they're going to do? going to type in gym near me. So therefore, Google needs to see you as a gym, your website, and find it. So you need to have these things, these words gym across your website, particularly in content and what the search intent is going to be, because search intent is important. People will be, if people are searching for the best gym in Cardiff, it means they're looking for the best gyms and they're in the process of making decisions about, you know, joining a gym. Whereas if they're looking for gym membership prices in Cardiff, that's a higher intent because that means they're ready to buy and they're now basing their decision-making a little bit around price. So we can create content around these keywords to help people find relevant information. So your website is one thing, helpful content is another thing, which does mean writing blogs. The biggest companies in the world are writing blogs. How long? We'll do another whole episode on that again sometime. But the point is, you've got to create that helpful content because people will come to that helpful content before they come to your homepage.
So what then, what role does social media play in local SEO?
Huge, because it's Google, they don't tell us what they use to rank your pages and your content, but they want for authority. They want people to have an authoritativeness, the trustworthiness around them. And if you have a social media account that has 10,000 followers, 15,000 followers, et cetera, it shows to Google that, hey, these guys are pretty trustworthy. But on the flip side, you're creating awareness about your gym on social media to drive people to your website to convert. So remember, all roads lead to Rome when it comes to your website. You got to think about that. So whatever you do on social media should be driving them back to your website so they can get to know, like, and trust you there too. So it's a huge part to play.
What about link? We talked about backlinks before and link building. What significance does that play?
Again, a huge element, because again, you become more trustworthy when you have more backlinks. Now, for those who don't know what backlinks are, it's when another website refers back to you to say, hey, this is a great bit of content, or this is a great website to go and join. Most people think backlinks come from like partners and friends saying, hey, I'll put my link on your website, and if you link back to mine, we'll do it that way. What you want is other websites linking to some great content you've created to push to your website in the first place, because that really does drive higher quality backlinks up. And again, the more backlinks you have, the more trustworthiness you have, the more Google likes you, and it starts to boost your content higher up the chain.
Fantastic. So we've found a great topic for SEO content. We've written it. We've got the keywords. We've optimized it. We've shared on social media, built the links. Ultimately, then, you've got to analyze whether it was effective. How do we do that?
Well, how long's a piece of string?
Briefly, how do we do that?
We analyze it by saying, is this at the top of Google? Yes or no? Very simply. If not, then we need to make the content better. Because again, we can't just write any old content. And whatever you do, don't use AI to write the content for you, because that's just regurgitating old hat, old information that Google doesn't like. And it quite explicitly tells you that now with the recent updates. So just bear that in mind. So you want to analyze it by seeing the traffic. If you haven't connected your website to Google Analytics, you need to do that now, right? If you need to connect it to Google Search Console, do that too, and you'll see the search terms. People are searching for search terms linked to you to find you, and you're getting more traffic to your website. That's the best way to measure it.
There we go. Google Analytics, that's what I was going for. That's what I wanted you to say. Andrew, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just put the, take on board what we've discussed here. It's content marketing, in my opinion, is something that is a fantastic way for us to generate traffic to our website, which ultimately positions us as the expert, which will then lead into becoming paying clients, which is essentially what we're all after. So, take some insights from this and put it into play.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And if you want help getting more clients or patients, then book in for your free 15-minute strategy call with us by going to strengthmatters.com/strategy.